Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This man has been joining me for around 20 years on important military matters. Colonel David Hunt is a phenomenal guest. Close to 30 years of military experience, special operations, counterterrorism, intelligence operations, whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, or other important issues over the last 20 years. Colonel Hunt has offered his wisdom. He is unvarnished. Politics is not a part of it. He is as plugged in as anybody on the military side. And we have been waiting to have Colonel Hunt on, and our timing is excellent. We knew it was developing already, but just in the last 20 minutes, the Pentagon, their spokesman John Kirby, has confirmed about 8,500 U.S.-based troops are on heightened preparedness as Russia continues to amass troops on Ukraine's border. Colonel Hunt, it is always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. How significant is this announcement from the Pentagon and the administration?
Yeah, hi. It's a couple of things about it. First of all, they announced the alert. We did.
Yep.
That has... We get a good connection? We okay?
Yes. I can hear you fine. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's just as long as you can hear me, it's fine.
Yep.
So Kirby announces it. That's for the Russians' benefit, not ours. 8,500 sounds to me like the 82nd Airborne Division is not going to do much against the 100,000 plus that are in Russia. That's probably for an evacuation. That's one. Second piece is that we have to understand that since Russia took the Crimea, that country, you know, the place just below Ukraine, they've always needed supply routes and power routes into the Ukraine, into Crimea. And those come through eastern Ukraine. So the Russian, every time we see a picture of where the Russian troops are, it shows them on the Russian side of the Ukrainian border. They've been they've been in eastern Ukraine for years, since they've taken Crimea, and the next year they moved into Ukraine. So, and the reason for that is they've got to have the supply, the ability to supply the Crimea, which, again, runs through eastern Ukraine. So they've already taken part of it. It's significant because 100,000 troops is a lot of soldiers on the border. It's expensive for Russia to do. I'm not sure how long they can sustain that. Chad, we have to remember that Russia's got the economy about the size of Italy. For a country that's got six or seven time zones wide, that's a pretty small economy. And without oil and gas, they're in a lot of trouble. So supporting that size of an army is expensive. There's no issue about the Russian military can take Ukraine. I get it. The issue is keeping it without having to face a guerrilla war, which is very expensive and it costs lives. And if they take Ukraine, they're going to own the Ukrainian economy, which is one of the worst in the world. So I've not been convinced. Unlike Georgia, which was pretty straightforward, and the Crimea, Ukraine is a big problem because of the size of its economy and it's got some very tough people, a pretty fair good military, which would fade once they got their asses kicked and go into a guerrilla war concept. But Russia, it's very expensive. It'd be very expensive financially and in cost of lives to stay. So I'm still not convinced this is something Russia wants to do. I think what they're obviously saying.
Let me ask you this. From what you believe and from what your informed sources believe, what do you think Putin is trying to achieve at this point?
No more movement to the east from NATO, period. That's what he's trying to get at. Don't put anything in Ukraine. Don't let Ukraine come into NATO, et cetera. We're not getting in a shooting war with Russia over the Ukraine. We didn't do it over Georgia. We didn't do it over Crimea. We're not going to do it over Ukraine. But again, the cost to Russia is extensive. But the message is we don't want anything any closer to Russia. No more moving east. And as we know, when you're talking to NATO, you're really talking to the U.S. Because without the U.S., NATO won't get anything done. They don't have the leadership. They don't have the logistics. They don't have the operational capability. They don't have the intelligence. So it's a very expensive message for them to be sending. Period.
The 8,500 troops.
Yeah.
Do you think this will alter Putin's plans in any way?
No. We know the capability of the Russians and how they do the alert system. We know about the special forces. We know everything you want to know about Russian military. So too does the Russians know about us. And they'll know the units that are being alerted. Again, I suspect it's the 82nd, but it's on the 101st, but probably the 82nd. And that's as much for getting any Americans out of Ukraine as anything else. But it's also to send a message to the Russians that, you know, we're getting serious. We've taken non-essential personnel, began to take them out about a week ago out of Ukraine. I mean, it's a bad situation. I'm not privy to inside Putin's brain. And a lot of people who are talking on television claim to know. Nobody has. Nobody's been able to solve this for as long as Putin's been in charge. And we've got great examples. You know, we got Moldova now too, but you have he took Georgia without anybody bothering. He took Ukraine right after. Crimea right after the Olympics. But this to me seems to be a threat. I also think there's something. The current administration has got some making up to do on how because of how badly they performed in closing down Afghanistan. That was a real embarrassment. We lost 13 soldiers. People falling off of C-17 airplanes. It was terrible. And there's some politics being played on our side to make up for how bad that was.
I want to get to that because I think that's a very important point. Just let me follow up with this.
Yeah.
If you could dictate with your 30 years of military experience what the U.S. should be doing right now regarding Putin, what would you recommend to the commander-in-chief?
We've already sort of affected their pipeline and gas line. We'd have to. Now, the issue with that is it's going to hurt Europe. We can supply, the U.S. could help supply both gas and oil to Europe. We could get that done. That's going to take some planning and advanced knowledge, advanced warning. I'm not sure how well Europe would take that. But because the economy is so unstable in Russia, because only a very, very small percentage of the Russians make any money, we can really hurt them economically. I would not recommend firing any shots in anger over Ukraine. I do not want to see us in the plains of Ukraine and the plains of Europe in a war with Russia. We would win that war eventually, but that would be costly. This has got to be an economic crunch, and I think it should have been done a long time ago when he moved these many soldiers in. Not threaten to do it. Again, in coordination with Europe. But I'd go after the oligarchs, including Putin's, private money. We know where it is. It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And we know where it is. And you hurt them individually, financially. And again, I think this has a lot something to do with how badly we left Afghanistan.
Okay, two last points. Colonel David Hunt, yeah. Our guest for 20-some years, 30 years of military experience in counterterrorism, special intelligence. Colonel, is any of these actions lately tied to President Biden either putting his foot in his mouth or actually just telling the truth, however you feel about what he said about, let's see what Putin does. If it's a minor incursion, we're not going to do much. Was Biden forced to be more forceful, including saying that these troops are now prepared in light of what he said at the long press conference?
I think politically possibly, but it has nothing to do with what we've got to understand. You know, whatever the president's saying, whatever one it is, Putin's not paying attention much to what the president says, whether this president or the last president or the president before. Putin, he has been screwing with us for years, and it hasn't mattered who the president was, be it Bush, be it Trump, be it Biden. I mean, it's so Biden's press conference performances, I don't think, is adding much at all to what the Russians have already decided to do. And by the way, they've already got soldiers inside Ukraine, people in civilian clothes. They've got cells in there. Russians can do a lot of damage, but I just don't see them. First of all, you can't get the tanks across the border to it because of the ground right now. It would be very costly for Russia to do it. I don't see our president, whoever he is having any effect on what Russia does.
Last thing, because you've alluded to Afghanistan a few times, rightfully yeah. so. When you think back to that and how it played out, as someone who said to us many, many times, it's time to get out, but it's time to get out in the right way. What right. bothers you most about how it did finally play out?
It was absolutely criminal, the timing, the way we did it. The collapse, the government wants to try to believe we didn't see the collapse coming. The Taliban had infiltrated every form of the Afghan government, military and intelligence. We're led to believe that we didn't know that. We waited way, way too long to begin pulling people out. Should have happened months ago. We should not have given up Bagram until that happened. The planning for this execution was terrible. Hardworking military, yeah, but we lost 13 soldiers to a bomb. And now, by the way, then we blew up a car by mistake. No, it was terrible, absolutely terrible, embarrassing. Yes, we should have come out of Afghanistan, but we know how to do that better, and we didn't.
Always appreciate your time, sir. Great wisdom. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon.
You stay warm out there.
Yeah. Good
30
luck.
Below. Good yeah. luck.
Good luck. That's what I have to say. All right, sir. Enjoy the day.
Thanks. You're welcome. You too.
Colonel David Hunt, brilliant on these type of conversations. I want to react a little bit to what he had to say. Get Adam and Dan in the mix. Don't forget our guy Chipper. Chip Scoggins on an NFL weekend that we will not forget. He's in about 10 minutes. Neil Diamond's birthday, about 30 minutes ago, Neil Diamond and fellow birthday boy Jason DeRussia came together on the radio. You need to go back and listen to that. Rewind. Let's be honest. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. What does work is the podcast we have. Podcast, Dan gives you hour by hour and also ties together multiple segments, so giving you the option. You like to listen to entire hours? Well, We play quite a few commercials here. It turns out to be what, 32, 33 minutes, something like that, Dan?
Usually 35 to 38.
Okay. Well, that's good. Or if you'd rather, let's say this hour, you want Colonel Hunt, you don't want Chip Scoggins. Or you want Chip Scoggins, you don't want Colonel Hunt. You can pick and choose that way. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, that's how you can get it done. Dan reminding me again how scared he is to call Colonel Hunt.
Man.
When Colonel Hunt was asking Dan his last name, and Dan is terrified of Colonel Hunt. And if you hear Colonel Hunt and you know his background, we all should be scared of Colonel Hunt.
My voice was literally shaking. Is my last name's Cook, sir?
As always, he's so astute, making the point that in some ways Putin doesn't care whether it's Bush, Obama, Trump, or Biden. Pointing out again how way smarter people than us, Dan, talk about all the financial issues that Russia is facing. And when you spend that much money, having that many troops right there, that's costly, let alone if you go in and the costs of what, for a while, probably not long, just because the amount of military armament they have compared to Ukraine, what would be an ugly battle, and then trying to take over another country, which has financial issues. So what do you do? And again, Colonel Hunt was so right. And you've seen this, even Zelensky, president of Ukraine, was saying this for a while, last week or so. Why not put more of these sanctions on right now? And I get the idea of it's a detriment. The reason why the strong sanctions happened during Trump is they passed the House and Senate in a veto-proof way, and he sat on them as long as he could, and finally had no choice. The interest this country has in seeing our troops involved in actual combat in Ukraine is less than zero. This 8,500, I'm sorry, I think there is a political component to this, Dan, of Biden saying what probably most people know, but you don't say it. And if it's a minor incursion, we're not going to do a damn thing. It's Joe Biden for 30-some years. That was Donald Trump for the 4 years. He was the president. So what are we waiting for on these hard financial sanctions directed at one guy, the boss? We talk about this. Colonel Hunt's one of hundreds and hundreds of experts will say the guy's got billions and billions and billions of dollars in certain places that we know about. What are we waiting for? Do that. Isn't that the route to go, to hit him that way before we wait and have this dilemma of what we're going to do with those troops and have the politics collide with the military side, which happens all the time, no matter who the president is?
Isn't the pushback to that to say, if you do that now, if you put the sanctions on him now, that you risk escalating it, that there's still a chance now he's not going to go in? But if you slap this on him now, now you've ticked him off, now you've wounded his pride, now he's going to go in just because, bleep you, that's why.
It is, and I get it, and there's logic to that. I just think we're waiting. And listen, how awful Afghanistan was handled jarred my faith in this administration. I assume you also?
Oh, without question. The fact that nobody, and the colonel mentioned it, the fact that nobody's been punished for that drone strike that murdered 10 innocent civilians, to me is outrageous. And the fact that that's not being talked about more is shameful.
And again, nobody suggests that no matter the administration, that leaving Afghanistan was never going to be, hey, thanks a lot, shake your hands, Taliban, hey, we'll send pictures, be good. Too many lives are lost. Too much uncertainty on who came and who is still there. bringing again the competency question for this administration, an area where they told us, the campaign on this, look at the craziness of Trump. This is Uncle Joe. This is Grandpa Joe. He's been there. He's going to put together the experienced folks who will know what to do. And on the political side, on getting things done in Congress, that hasn't happened nearly to the level they promised. And Afghanistan just causes so many people to wonder about Ukraine and how this is going to play out. He will not be our last guest on this because his story is going to stay front and center for a while. Chip Scoggins on a spectacular weekend of football in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.